myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you. I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Štúrko. 21. november je dňom, kedy sa v roku 1971 Elton John rozhodol vydať na 13-dňové turné naprieč Britániou a začal do Coventry Theatre a tam aj prezentoval svoj nový album Mad Men Across the Water. Jenny Larkham, manželka výtvarníka, ktorý bol zodpovedný za dizajn Eltonovho nového albumu, sa rozhodla prekvapiť ho a za 2 týždne vyrobila z Elvisovej starej bundy originálny obal. Takýto ručný vyšívaný originál potom darovali Eltonovi Johnovi. Tento kalendárny deň, ale o pár rokov neskôr, a síce v roku 1975, bola Eltonovi udelená hviezda na slávnom Hollywood's Walk of Fame. Teraz už Elton z Rádia Štúrko iba pre vás.
When the sand of her lingers and
song When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman získal 21. novembra 1979 prvé miesto medzi konkurenčnými skladbami britských rebríčkov. Dr. Hook sa síce s touto skladbou umiestnili na prvom mieste, zostala však jedinou piesňou tejto rokovej kapely, ktorá dosiahla takýto úspech. When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman. Sa to v roku 1980, keď bol Don Henley zadržaný po tom, čo ho v jeho dome našli len so 16-ročnou dievčinou, ktorá bola nahá a navyše predávkovaná drogami. Henley za to dostal podmienku a pokutu vo výške 2000 amerických dolárov. Henley, Boys of Summers.
Štúrko! Štúrko! Štúrko!
Počúvate reláciu Music Diary z rádia Štúrko a my tu dnes hovoríme o 21. novembri. V roku 1981 sa Olivia Newton-John rozhodla odštartovať najmenej 10-týždňový ošiaľ so skladbou Physical. Tak dlho totiž to trval čas, počas ktorého sa umiestňovala v hudobných rebríčkoch na prvom mieste. Tento jej štúdiový album, ktorý sa nazýva rovnako ako pieseň, predal vyše 2 miliónov kópií. Z Music Diary Olivia Newton-John a Physical. David Bowie sa stali číslom 1 v britských hitparádach so skladbou Under Pressure práve 21. novembra, ale v roku 1981. Umelci pieseň nahrali spoločne počas doby, keď obaja pracovali pre nemecké nahrávacie štúdio. Stalo sa to prvýkrát, že David Bowie spolupracoval pri nahrávaní s inými umelcami.
Let's keep
people on the streets. So slashed and torn.
Billy Idol 21. novembra roku 87 zosadil z vedúcej pozície Tiffany. Podarilo sa mu to so skladbou Money Money, ktorú prevzal od Tommyho Jamesa. Tiffany však nelenila, požičala si inú Tommyho pieseň a konkrétne song I Think We Are All Alone Now a s touto skladbou sa opäť vyšplhala na popredné miesta hitparád. Teraz už Money Money.
Oh,
gitarista Led Zeppelin Jimmy Page sa 21. novembra 1988 vydal na jeho prvé solo turné The Human Bird. Objavil sa s ním spolu na pódiu aj John Miles a tiež syn jeho kolegu gitaristu Johna Bonhama Jason Bonham, ktorý sa rozhodol kráčať v otcových šľapajách. O niečo neskôr, avšak v ten istý kalendárny deň Led Zeppelin prišli o svojho manažéra Petra Granta, ktorý v roku 1995 zomrel na zástavu srdca vo veku 60 rokov.
Hey lady, you got the love I need. Maybe more than enough. Oh darling, 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 walk wild with me. Oh, you got so much, so much, so much.
Mick Jagger si 21. novembra 1990 vzal za manželku Harry Hall. Svadba nebola klasická, ale exotická na ostrove Bali, kde si dvojica povedala svoje áno. Neviem, ako dlho Mick a Jerry prežívali ľúbosné opojenie, avšak o 9 rokov neskôr bolo ich manželstvo anulované. Dôvod bol jasný, sobáš na Bali nebol registrovaný a tak súd 13. augusta 1999 tento zväzok zrušil. obľúbenom seriáli Simpsonovci sa v novembri 1991 objavila aj skupina Aerosmith. Okrem nich seriál odkazoval aj na iných chudobných interpretov ako Red Hot Chili Peppers, The Smashing Pumpkins, Sonic Youth, U2, The Moody Blues, The B-52s, The Who, R.E.M., Nish, Blink, 182, Metallica či The White Stripes. Teraz skvelá skladba od Aerosmith, Dream On. Album Encore spôsobili boom v roku 2004. 21. novembra sa stal v americkej hitparáde jednotkou, no a bol to už tretí album, ktorý sa mohol píšiť titulom Number One. Eminem a Like Toy Soldiers album Encore hrá Šturko pre vás práve teraz.
composure. Even though I hold the weight of the whole world on my shoulders, I ain't never supposed to show it. My crew ain't supposed to know it. Even if it means going toe-to-toe with the Benzino, it don't matter. I never drag them in battles that I can handle unless I absolutely have to. I'm supposed to set an example. I need to be the leader. My crew looks for me to guide them. Some shit ever just pop off, I'm supposed to be beside them. That Josh said I tried to squash it. It was too late to stop it. There's a certain line you just don't cross, and he crossed it. I heard him say Haley's name on the song, and I just lost it. It was crazy, this shit went way beyond some Jay-Z and Nas shit. And even though the battle was won, I feel like we lost it. I spent so much energy on it, honestly, I'm exhausted. And I'm so caught in it, I almost feel I'm the one who caused it. This ain't what I'm in hip-hop for, it's not why I got in it. That was never my object, for someone to get killed. Why would I wanna destroy something I helped build? It wasn't my intentions were good. I went through my whole career without ever mentioning. Now it's just out of respect for not running my mouth and talking about something that I knew nothing about. Frustrates told me stay out. This just wasn't my beef, so I did. I just fell back, watched and gritted my teeth while he's all over TV. Now I'm talking to a man who literally saved my life. Like, fuck it, I understand. This is business, and this shit just isn't none of my business. But still knowing this shit could pop off at any minute. Say a rhyme and wouldn't have to worry about one of your people dying. But now it's elevated, cause once you put someone's kids in it, the shit gets escalated. It ain't just words no more, is it? It's a different ballgame. You call names and you ain't just rapping. We actually tried to stop the 50 and Jobby from happening. Me and Dre had sat with him, kicked it and had a chat with him, and asked him not to start it. He wasn't gonna go after him until Josh started gabbing in magazines how we stabbed him. Fuck, 50, smash him, mash on him, let him have it. Meanwhile, my attention's pulled in another direction. Some receptionist at the source who answers phone to this desk has an erection for me and thinks that I'll be his resurrection. Tries to blow the dust off his mic and make a new record. But now he's fucked the game up, cause one of the ways I came up was through that publication. The same one that made me famous, now the owner of it has got a grudge against me for nothing. Well, fuck it, that motherfucker could get it too. Fuck him. But I'm so busy being pissed off, I don't stop to think that we just inherited 50's beef with Murder Inc. Inherited mind, which is fine, ain't like either of us mind. We still have soldiers that's on the front line, just willing to die for us as soon as we give the orders. Never to extort us, strictly to show they support us. Or maybe shout them out in a rapper up in a chorus to show them we love them back and let them know how important it is to have Runyon Avenue soldiers up in our corners. Their loyalty to us is worth more than any award is. But I ain't trying to have none of my people heard or murdered. It ain't worth it, I can't think of a perfect way to word it. Did it just say that I love y'all too much to see the verdict? I'll walk away from it all before I let it go any further. But don't get it twisted, it's not a plea that I'm copping. I'm just willing to be the bigger man if y'all can quit popping off at your jaws with a knocking. Just pray when I'm sick of talking, I'm not gonna let someone else's coffin rest on my conscience.
Dnešný kalendárny deň, ale v roku 2007 The Red Hot Chili Peppers žalovali americkú spoločnosť Showtime Network za názov, ktorý dali svojej televíznej show. Spoločnosť použila názov Californication, ktorý sa vzťahoval na album a single, ktorý Red Hot Chili Peppers vydali v roku 1999. Nie je to správne pred nejakú obyčajnú TV show kradnúť našu identitu, posťažoval sa spevák Anthony Kiedis, ktorý Californication považuje za míľový krok v kariére skupiny Red Hot Chili Peppers. Touto skladbou sa ja dnes s vami rozlúčim. Ďakujem vám za to, že ste si nás vypočuli a dúfam, že sa počujeme opäť v útorok a vo štvrtok v relácii Music Diary.
Štúrko!
Psychic spies from China try to steal your mind's elation. And little girls from Sweden dream of silver screen quotation. And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication. The edge of the world in all It's under